Mrs. Baird and a Lifetime of Fresh Bread. Number one, in paragraph six, the word permitted means F, allowed, G, begged, H, forced, J, needed. Copy the sentence from paragraph six that includes the word permitted. Number two, how did Mrs. Baird begin selling baked goods? A. She went to work for a bakery. B. She agreed to bake rolls for a hotel. C. Her neighbors paid her for her bread. D. Her husband sold them in his restaurant. Go back and find how Mrs. Baird began selling baked goods. Write the paragraph number where you found the answer. Number three, the subheadings in the selection support the main idea that Mrs. Baird, F, turned a small business into a large one, G, was proud of the baked goods she made, H, was pleased that her family helped her, J, wanted everyone to have enough bread. What are subheadings? If you don't know, then ask. Copy the three subheadings below. Number four. Mrs. Baird purchased an oven because the wood-burning stove she was using, A, was not hers, B, was too small, C, burned the bread, D, cooked too slowly. Go back and find why Mrs. Baird purchased an oven. Because the wood-burning stove that she had was something. Write the paragraph number where you found your answer. Number five. Which statement describes one of Mrs. Baird's business challenges? F. She had trouble teaching her children how to help with the business. G. She needed to find new ways to deliver her baked goods as sales increased. H. She was not able to remember the type of baked goods her customers ordered. J. She was not able to make enough money to purchase supplies. Do you know what a challenge is? If you don't, look it up in the dictionary. Number six. What is the theme of the selection? A. Hard work often leads to success. B. Some people work more than others. C. Popular items often change through the years. D. No one knows what to expect in the future. Theme means the lesson or message from the story. Number seven, the author included the section titled A Family Affair to describe how Mrs. Baird's children, F, liked the bread she baked, G, helped her in the bread business, H, learned how to bake bread, J, encouraged people to buy her bread. Go read this section called A Family Affair. Write the two paragraph numbers down that are included in this section. Number eight. Read this dictionary entry. Sign. Noun. One. A movement that shows a thought or command. 2. In math, language, or music, a mark that stands for a certain idea. Number 3. Evidence that a fact or idea is true. Number 4. A display that advertises or gives the name of a business. Which meaning of the word sign is used in paragraph 8? A. Meaning 1. B. meaning 2, C, meaning 3, D, meaning 4. Copy the sentence below from paragraph 8 that uses the word sign. Number 9. At first, Mrs. Baird's sons delivered her bread, A, F, on foot, G, in a car, H, on their bicycles, J, in a delivery wagon. Go back and find the part that tells how Mrs. Baird's sons first delivered her bread. Write the paragraph number where you found your answer below. Number 10. One likely reason Mrs. Baird became a successful business owner is that A. Her business allowed her to spend time with her children. B. She did not want people to have to make their own bread. C. She did not want to work in a restaurant like her husband. D. Her business involved something that she enjoyed doing. Number 11. This selection is F. A poem, G. A realistic fiction story, H. A biography, J. A procedural text. This selection means the entire passage called Mrs. Baird and a Lifetime of Fresh Bread. Now you are ready to fill out your answer document. Go back and check all of your bubbles carefully when you have finished. Make sure that you mark your answers dark and neat. Stay inside the lines. Fill in the entire circle.